Hello, Brighteon.tv fans. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Artis of The Dr. Artis Show. I know the view looks a little different. I have a home studio now. I do not have a production team in here to help me run this. We do have people that are helping us edit it and create it, which is very exciting. But for some reason, my camera kept glitching. So I actually turned it on my laptop, turned it to face me, and it looks kind of odd. You see this little dude behind me back here? Well, that's Drew Brees. In fact, that's a huge bobblehead about, I don't know, 3 feet tall. I've had the privilege of meeting Drew Brees many times, but this is a one of one bobblehead about 3 feet tall that I had Drew Brees signed for me. Looks kind of creepy sitting there behind me, but we're huge fans of the New Orleans Saints and Drew Brees. Anyway, so we're excited today to have you here with us. This entire presentation today is going to be me educating you on what's the causes of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and what are the natural solutions published to help you, your loved ones, children, adolescents, you name it, who are struggling with that, how to beat it. So that's what we're here for. We'll see you right after the break.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or
Welcome
maybe you're a first responder,
to the
rescue
Dr.
team,
show.
Firefighter,
there.
Paramedic, you name it.
I just showed you.
You need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet, a suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Hi, Brighteon.tv fans. Welcome back from the commercial break. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Artis. This entire show today will be actually presenting research, publication, and data about what the underlying cause of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is, otherwise known and abbreviated as ADHD. I am just thrilled 100% of the time to actually try to educate, bring up to speed people on what the truth is behind your loved one's symptoms, your own symptoms, what you might be struggling with that's impacting your life. You know, that's what I've been about for the last 4 years, actually, as we navigated the waters of a pandemic globally and all the deceit, lies, and deception of the medical profession and federal health agencies around the world. All right. So before we dive into my presentation on ADHD, everybody say hi to Drew Brees behind me. That's really funny. This will not be the view. We will have all new cameras and the whole new setup will be going next week, which will be exciting. However, during this presentation, stay tuned. Our four major sponsors we want to get out of the way and say thank you to for this actual program. The first is NorthTexasHealingCenter.com. If you or a loved one are navigating the symptoms and disease symptoms or prognosis or diagnoses of your life, contact NorthTexasHealingCenter.com today. You can call them also at 214-705-9369. They are standing by waiting to help you. And then also we have MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DOCTOR, D-O-C-T-O-R, at checkout, and that'll actually populate additional savings on any items you've selected for your home or your family or your loved ones. Please support the Dr. Artist Show. Please support Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Great products. And then the next one is BrideonStore.com. Go there. Mike Adams and his platform, thank you for providing this us all an opportunity and a platform to be able to produce content and share that content with the world. Thank Mike Adams. Thank BrideonStore.com. When you go there, use the discount code DOCTOR, D-O-C-T-O-R, for 5% additional savings there. And appreciate all that you do, Mike Adams, and everything you've done for us. And then also GraithCare.com. Go to GraithCare.com, G-R-A-I-T-H-C-A-R-E.com. For anybody who needs hospital advocacy assistance, you have loved ones who want health coaching or yourself want some coaching, from health advocates there at GraithCare.com. Priscilla Romans and her group are ready to serve you and help you. There is a discount code for any of their memberships there, and that is A-R-D-I-S, my last name. So A-R-D-I-S. All right, let's get into it. It's time to present for the next 20 minutes, ADHD statistics and information. Here we go. We're going to be sharing our screen here. Make sure this disappears. I don't want you guys having to see this little menu sitting on the screen. Let's make sure I can make that go away. Oh, that's not really what I wanted. Let's make that come back. Show video panel. We want you guys looking at me. There we go. You know, it's one thing to do have a production team helping you produce it. My studio went out of business a couple months ago, so I built a new studio in my house. All right, I'm Dr. Artis. Here we go. How to beat ADHD by me. All right, so what is ADHD? ADHD stands for Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. It's one of the fastest growing health conditions in the world. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently surveyed 73,000 children and found 1 in 10 has ADHD they've been diagnosed with. This is a 22% increase since 2003. There's approximately 11% of all children that are ages 4 to 17 years of age. That's 6.4 million Americans have been diagnosed with ADHD as of 2011. Now, imagine if those statistics at the CDC were updated for right now. It's probably 10 million by the 2023 now. So ADHD, as you all know, is a massive concern for people in school, public school, homeschoolers, you name it. Well, we're going to take you through what are some very simple things you can do to address these concerns for you and your loved ones. All right, so additional statistics on ADHD. Boys, 13.2% were more likely than girls at 5.6% of all girls to have ever been diagnosed with ADHD. So boys are 2.5 times more diagnosed more often than girls are. The average age of ADHD diagnosis is 7 years of age. Imagine that. A neurological hyperactivity diagnosis at age 7. But children reported by their parents as having more severe ADHD were diagnosed earlier than 7 years old. The prevalence of ADHD diagnosis varies substantially by state, from a low of 5.6% in Nevada to a high of 18.7% in Kentucky. Thank you to Dr. Jockers and his info. Here's an infographic from drjockers.com. ADHD is a developmental delay. There are smaller, less active, less developed brain regions in individuals who are diagnosed with ADHD. 3 to 10% have reduced regional volumes in these 5 major regions, the frontal lobe, temporal lobe of the brain. Differences found more in the right side of your brain, size and networks correlated with severity of ADHD. The same parts of the brain that are impacted by ADHD are the same areas of the brain that deal with emotions, self-awareness, and self-regulation, which is what you typically see being related by people overseeing children with this condition that the children appear to be struggling with. So here is some visual scans of a healthy brain and an ADHD or ADD brain scan. We're going to read the highlighted blue area at the top. In a healthy brain, concentration causes blood flow to increase appropriately. This is in a healthy brain. Concentration, when you're thinking and focusing on something, causes blood flow to increase appropriately into certain regions, especially the prefrontal cortex of your brain, right behind your forehead. This helps us to focus, plan ahead, stay organized, and follow through on tasks. However, when people with ADD or ADHD try to concentrate, blood flow decreases in their prefrontal cortex right behind their forehead, making it more difficult for them to focus and filter out distractions. In fact, the harder they concentrate, the harder it can get. So as you see here with the link to the actual brain scans and studies, you can see on the left, there is a healthy brain scan. On the right is an ADHD or ADD brain scan. And you will see there is reduced blood flow to regions of the prefrontal, the very front part of your brain that controls focus, organization, and tasks. So just to illustrate, this is what we can see from these thermal type scans, is there's a reduction of blood flow to ADD, ADHD kids when they're trying to concentrate, focus at task at hand. Here's a great summary infographic of the symptoms of ADHD. In case you're wondering if you or your loved ones struggle with any of this, there are three main categories related to ADHD: inattention, not being able to pay attention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity. So let's look at inattention. Inattention is described as any of these symptoms related to ADHD: disorganization, lack of focus, difficulty giving attention to details, and have trouble staying on topic while talking. Hyperactivity symptoms of ADHD is the individual often will fidget and squirm when seated. They get up frequently to walk or run around, and they have trouble playing quietly or doing quiet hobbies. The impulsivity category of symptoms of ADHD include the individual is typically impatient. They have a hard time waiting to talk or react. They also blurt out answers before someone finishes asking them a question. So there's the inattention, the hyperactivity, and the impulsiveness of individuals are all descriptive symptoms of ADHD. You do not have to have all of them, but every single ADHD person diagnosed with it has some of these, at least one of each of those categories. Now, typically the main current conventional treatment for all ADHD children, remember they're diagnosing these kids on the average age of 7, is to actually medicate them or drug them. So I have this infographic we have up on the slide to just be a summary of what are some of the major side effects of ADHD medications given to 7-year-olds and youngers, children that are the most diagnosed with ADHD. So let's just look at the list. I'll read these out loud for those that are just listening. Those who are looking at this at home, you can actually just screenshot or just follow along. ADHD medication, which we're going to go through here in just a minute, their potential side effects include suicidal thoughts and actions, loss of appetite, sleep issues, dizziness, paranoia, painful headaches, high blood pressure, sudden death, digestive issues, cardiac problems, mood swings, depression, and strokes. Now, if you look at that list, and then you look at the list on this page of the symptoms of ADHD, which are inattention, inability to focus, fidget and squirm, and are impatient and might blurt out answers that they can't wait to speak on, I don't see anything on this infographic describing the symptoms of ADHD that are actually worse than the side effects that are published of the ADHD medication they give people. I mean, look at this. ADHD by itself doesn't have symptoms included of suicidal thoughts, loss of appetite, sleep issues, dizziness, paranoia, painful headaches, high blood pressure, sudden death, cardiac problems, depression, or strokes. You don't see those on the list of symptoms associated with ADHD. No, you only see that with the drugs they prescribe for ADHD. All right. So as you see on the graphic, it says, could the drugs be doing more harm than good? Yes, they most often do more harm than good. So let's look at some of the most common drugs that are actually prescribed to people when they are diagnosed with ADHD. And remember, the average age is 7 years old. What's the most commonly prescribed drug? It's Ritalin. Ritalin is a central nervous system stimulant prescribed for treating narcolepsy, ADHD. It's also available as a generic. What are the published side effects that we got from rxlist.com? You can see the link to the actual document below on the screen. Ritalin, what are the common side effects of Ritalin? Nervousness. These are common side effects. You can expect these to happen to your kid or yourself if you have ADHD and we give you this drug. This drug causes nervousness, agitation, and anxiety. Doesn't that sound like every single symptom of ADHD? They also include common symptoms are insomnia, not being able to sleep, stomach pain, loss of appetite, weight loss, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, palpitations, headaches, vision problems. How many of these kids put on Ritalin are now wearing glasses, prescription glasses, because they can't see? Increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, sweating, skin rash, psychosis. Now, I want you guys to focus on this. Psychosis is a published common side effect of Ritalin. And we're going to actually teach you what psychosis means here in just a minute, and it should be very disturbing to you. Numbness, tingling, or cold feeling in your hands or feet. Ritalin abuse and psychiatric side effects. This is published by the NIH. It's called methylphenidate, which is what Ritalin is, abuse. Ritalin abuse and psychiatric side effects. Along with increases, I'm reading the blue highlighted area on the screen from this research paper, along with increases in prescribing frequency, the potential for abuse has increased. Intranasal snorting abuse produces effects rapidly that are similar to the effects of cocaine in both onset and type. The clinical picture of stimulant abuse produces a wide array of psychiatric symptoms. Imagine that. Ritalin can be snorted and is being snorted by people and has similar effects of cocaine on your children. Well, if it has that effect when you snort it, what happens when you ingest it? The exact same. Adderall is another very common prescribed drug for ADHD. What are its published side effects? And I have an infographic there for you right next to the image of Adderall. Serious side effects. The very first one listed is psychosis. Remember, I told you we're going to focus on psychosis. Anybody out there who's on ADHD medication, psychosis is a published side effect. You should know what that is. All right, so Adderall, did you know that it has side effects of kidney disease like remdesivir? Did you know it has side effects of seizures? Did you know it had side effects, Adderall, of muscle weakness and panic attacks? Did you know Adderall has hypertension, fast heartbeat, insomnia, appetite suppression? You can overdose, obviously, and die. Heart attacks are a published side effect of Adderall. Strokes are a published side effect of Adderall. Headaches, constipation, mood swings, abdominal pain, depression, and sexual dysfunction are just some of the serious side effects published about Adderall. Psychosis is what we're going to focus on next. Psychosis, as you can see on the screen, is an acute or chronic mental state marked by loss of contact with reality, disorganized speech and behavior, and often by hallucinations or delusions seen in certain mental illnesses such as schizophrenia and other medical disorders. I want to make this very clear. Adderall, I've already introduced you to. Ritalin, I've already shown you. Ritalin has common side effects listed as psychosis, meaning you will have hallucinations or delusions. You will see changes in your disorganized speech and behavior. You will lose contact with reality, which is what schizophrenics struggle with, is psychosis. So if you want to know what psychosis is, schizophrenia is a great example of what living with psychosis is. Did you know that Ritalin and Adderall have published side effects of psychosis as a side effect of the drug? Now, I want to bring this full circle because this is June 2nd, 2023. You can see it on the screen. I just screenshot the article. June 2nd of this year, 2023. Mom of preteen who fatally stabbed her brother in demonic rage says she was on ADHD meds, pulled her off of them too late. If you go into this article and read it, which I read the whole article. This mom is talking about her daughter, teenage daughter, being put on ADHD medication. Right when she's put on ADHD meds, she becomes very violent, ends up stabbing her younger brother to death as a result of being put on ADHD. This is a part of the delusional side of the psychosis aspect of Adderall and Ritalin. So ADHD meds can cause psychosis, leading to delusions. Delusions are where you believe someone's out to hurt you, harm you, destroy your life, and these people often will become violent to defend their own lives, even when that perception is completely made up. So I just want to share that with you. This is true. This is published in February of 2006 by the FDA. 25 children died from ADHD drugs. This is on CBS News. I have the link right on the screen. I'm going to read this to you. 25 people died and 54 more suffered serious heart failure problems after taking drugs to treat ADHD between 1999 to 2003, the government says. So in 4 years, 25 people died and 54 more had suffered serious cardiovascular diseases. Of those who died, of the 25 people that died in those 4 years being on ADHD drugs, 19 of them were children. 26 of the cases of non-fatal cardiovascular disease included heart attack, strokes, hypertension, palpitations, and arrhythmias, according to the FDA's released document on Wednesday. The FDA also reported and includes data on another 26 deaths between 1969 and 2003 in ADHD drug patients. These all included death by suicide, intentional overdose, drowning, heat stroke, and from underlying diseases. Here's another very common ADHD prescription drug, and I misspelled prescription on there. I will fix that. But it's called dexedrine or dextroamphetamine. You can see the image on the right. Dextroamphetamine side effects. I'm just going to read to you how they describe this works, and then I'm going to give you their side effects. Dextroamphetamine side effects. Stimulants like dexedrine work by increasing the activity of several neurotransmitters, including dopamine and norepinephrine. Dopamine is involved in the reinforcement of a rewarding behavior. Norepinephrine affects blood pressure, heart rate, blood sugar, and increases breathing. Common side effects include rapid heartbeat, so heart impact, loss of appetite, tremors, picture Parkinson's, and seizures. Tremors are a published side effect of dextroamphetamine for ADHD. Trouble sleeping, which I don't see how it's going to help kids focus. Dizziness, nausea, and weight loss. Dryness or unpleasant taste in the mouth. Also, there are listed serious side effects in the trials and reported of those individuals with ADHD taking dexedrine. Strokes, heart attacks, cardiomyopathy, which is heart disease, which impairs the ability of the heart to pump blood efficiently. New or worsening symptoms of psychosis, once again, including volatile behavior, which I just showed you the article about a girl being put on ADHD med and stabbing her brother to death. These are the symptoms of psychosis, including volatile behavior, angry or aggressive outburst, hallucinations, and or paranoia. Blurred vision is another. So we now have Ritalin, Adderall, and Dexedrine, which are the top three most common prescribed drugs for ADHD, all of which have these horrific side effects and very common psychosis side effect published. All right, the truth about ADHD medication. This is an article produced by Jameson Monroe, founder of Newport Academy. And I quote here and have the link below. Why are so many bright, beautiful children being put on highly potent prescription narcotics at such young ages? And it's particularly shameful given the fact that non-pharmaceutical, holistic approaches, such as diet and exercise, have been proven to be just as, if not more, effective for the collection of symptoms we refer to as ADHD. End quote. This is from an article titled The Truth About ADHD Medication, and the link is on the screen. All of those who are Artist Club Experience members, which you can learn more about at thedrartistshow.com, you have access to this entire PDF. The PDF have live hyperlinks on them, sorry, not the live PDF, the PowerPoint presentation you will have access in your library. You can click these links, download those articles, share them with your loved ones, read them, become more educated yourself. Now we're going to be discussing natural solutions to ADHD in the next 22 minutes of this presentation. That's what we're going to talk about on the opposite side of this next break. But I do want to introduce to you some of the solutions that were actually being published as early as 2001. So there are certain levels of vitamins and minerals that can lead to problems in concentrating. I'm going to read the blue highlighted area here. Lyndon Smith, medical doctor, was a pediatrician and an advocate of vitamin use for children. In a 2001 interview with Dr. Joseph Mercola, he explained that after studying the issue of ADHD and working with children who had ADHD symptoms, he found that many of those children diagnosed with ADHD were low in calcium, magnesium, vitamin B6, and essential fatty acids. What am I so impressed by? This article and interview was conducted, and the research was done by a pediatrician who is a medical doctor who looked at all of his ADHD children in his practice and started doing blood tests on them to find out, are there nutrient deficiencies that they all have in common? Most MDs do not take that perspective. They only look for a drug they can prescribe. So this I'm very excited about to start introducing to you. What is the basics understandings of nature that help us solve the riddle of improving your underlying true cause for ADHD symptoms? All right, on the opposite side of this break, we will be right back. I'm Dr. Artis. Thank you for joining us today on the drartisshow.com.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Hi, thank you for watching Brian on TV, and make sure you always come here for the most up-to-date news, and fight for your kids and don't stop.
What's up, it's Jimmy Levy. Shout out to Brady on TV. Check out my new album, Amen, coming July.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at brighteonstore.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Artis Show. I am your host, Dr. Brian Artis. I hope you enjoyed the first 22 minutes of the ADHD presentation. Let's get our sponsors for this 22-minute segment handled, and we want to say thank you to all of them. The first one is KirkElliottPhD.com. If you're trying to navigate the waters that are this horrific financial reset of the world, please contact KirkElliottPhD.com/artists and or call them today and let them know that you heard about their financial advisory services there. If I actually consult with Kirk Elliott PhD on my own finances, you should too. And I trust him. He's got two PhDs, one in theology and one in finance. So he can actually understand, read, and see and discern what is being propagandized throughout the world in relationship to financial concerns and upsets. And he can navigate those things and articulate to you and educate you on how to stay safe, keep your money intact, and not lose that to the globalist. All right. And then we also have H2BEV.com. They have Hydro Shot. Hydro Shot is what I start every day with. My wife and I both. Every morning we open up Hydro Shot, start our day with an infused with hydrogen, nitric oxide-based drink, which actually has been proven in research studies we've shared here with Kirk and others, the founder of Hydro Shot. Go to h2bev.com, use the promo code DOCTOR to actually get 10% off of your subscriptions there or your purchases of Hydro Shot, which is what I recommend, what I use every day to increase oxygenation of my tissues for up to 8 hours, proven through research. So it's a great product. I recommend it, and they taste great. And then the next one is growmaxwaterhydro.com. For all of you that are paying attention to the world, they are trying to poison us through the air, water, and food. For those of you wanting to grow your own gardens at home, have your own greenhouses at home, you're going to want to filter the water that you're using to actually support life of those plants. GrowMaxWaterHydro.com has filters you can add to your hose to actually remove all the fluoride, glyphosate, chlorine from your water, venoms from your water if they're in there, so that you can have the healthiest, most organic plants as possible, chemical and toxin-free. And then also we have DrStellaMD.com. I'll actually continue to recommend her. She's a great patriot and a great lover of God and the respect of what he's done in the creation of this earth and of us. Dr. Stella MD, go there for any shirts, any merchandise, books, supplements, even if you want them, if you're not getting those at the Dr. Artist Show. And then also if you need any prescriptions ever in the future for any emergency situations, she's there to help you. And thank you to all of our sponsors for that. All right, so let's continue with our ADHD presentation. We're going to get now into the natural solutions for ADHD. All right, let me make this disappear. I don't want to see it floating around anymore still. Hide. Floating. There we go. All right, so we ended the last segment with the natural solutions to ADHD in this interview of Lyndon Smith, medical doctor, who is a pediatrician in 2001 in an interview with Dr. Joseph Mercola at Mercola.com. Explained that with ADHD patients and children in his practice, he evaluated their blood and nutrient levels and found that there was a very common theme between all of them. Many of them had low calcium, magnesium, vitamin B6, and essential fatty acids. All right, so we're going to continue here. So actually, I'm going to go back up. So what he found was omega-3 and omega-6s. We'll highlight some of these things. Omega-3 and omega-6s for ADHD kids. A 2009 study found that omega-3 fatty acid supplementation was able to control ADHD symptoms in elementary school children. How incredible is that? Zinc, which I talk about nonstop. A 2011 study showed potential for ADHD symptom reduction when given a daily dose of 30 milligrams of zinc to children for at least 8 weeks. Now, I recommend 30 to 50 milligrams for all children, but this is exactly the dose. They quoted that a similar Mideastern trial that reported more significant benefits from 13 to 40 milligrams of zinc as the sulfate form. The reason for the difference can be in their genetics or different rate of zinc deficiency. And then magnesium with vitamin B6 combined. In a 2006 study, children received magnesium and vitamin B6 supplementation for at least 2 months and had a significant reduction of symptoms. When they stopped taking these vitamins, the symptoms reappeared in a few weeks and the vitamin levels dropped at the same time. So you could see as they were supplementing magnesium and vitamin B6, as their symptoms were disappearing as they were taking the products, then when they actually stopped taking the supplements, then their symptoms came back and their levels of those vitamins and minerals dropped. They were absolutely correlated. Calcium, according to Yannick Polly from Switzerland, calcium facilitates the release of neurotransmitters. Calcium deficiency leads to symptoms similar to those of ADHD. I will not talk much about calcium. I actually think most people supplement too much calcium. But let's get into the zinc. Here's a natural solution to ADHD. You'll see highlighted in blue the zinc. Zinc deficiency and brain health. I want to read this to you. Zinc is another essential trace mineral that is a vital component of the central nervous system and neurotransmitter synthesis. Neurotransmitters are required to be able to focus, retain information, and even speak and move. Zinc is involved with over 300 enzyme reactions within the body to support normal growth and development. Researchers have linked zinc deficiencies in the pathophysiology, the disease process, of several neuropsychiatric illnesses, including ADHD. Multiple studies have demonstrated that children and adults with ADHD have been consistently deficient in zinc. I have Zinc Plus, which is at our website. I'm showing it there on the screen. The link to the actual product is thedrartistshow.com/artistlabs-zinc-plus-30-count. Just click the link or go to thedrartistshow.com and click zinc or type in the search engine zinc. The dose there, remember, was 30 milligrams minimum. I recommend 30 to 50 milligrams daily. You can take that with food. The next natural solutions that was highlighted was magnesium supplementation. This is from the Egyptian Journal of Medical Human Genetics in 2016. Magnesium supplementation in children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The lead author of this research study is Farida El-Baza, or Beza, and her colleagues. What did they find and what did they publish in 2016? Magnesium deficiency was found in 72% of all ADHD children. The magnesium supplemented group improved as regards to cognitive functions as measured by the Wisconsin Card Sorting Test and Connor's Rating Scale. Most of my audience won't know what that is, but that's what psychiatrists and what speech therapists will use to actually help identify neurologically and cognitively how the brain is functioning. So in 72% of all children, they discovered in this paper, they were deficient, those with ADHD, with magnesium. Magnesium not only is important for relaxing the body, but most people have no idea how potent and essential magnesium is for neurological function. Their conclusion of this study was, and I quote, "Magnesium supplementation for a few weeks significantly reduced the clinical symptoms of ADHD." All right, I'm going to read it again. Magnesium supplementation for a few weeks significantly reduced the clinical symptoms of ADHD. Not slightly, significantly. All right, so this is the study here. On the left, on the right, you'll see our magnesium complex. I have it in my store, thedrartistshow.com. My magnesium complex contains three different formulations of magnesium, of which we know will improve ADHD outcomes and improve everything else I've tried to educate you on magnesium. What else does magnesium help you with and your loved ones with? Magnesium helps with moving the bowels normally and on time. So instead of being constipated or having diarrhea, magnesium or being bloated, magnesium helps with elimination and relaxation of your bowels. It helps reverse insomnia. It helps to reverse osteoporosis. It's vital for cardiovascular function, to reverse myocarditis, to reverse arrhythmias of the heart. Every aspect of your life, including every drop of your sweat, has magnesium in it. It is essential that we actually supplement magnesium. What is the dose? I will actually tell you what that is. I recommend for all adults 500 milligrams minimum daily of magnesium for the rest of your life. For children or adults, if you want a more specific dose that will help with your children, back in the 1920s, they actually confirmed that there is a specific dose at which individuals should actually supplement magnesium for life. You take your weight in pounds. So if you're 200 pounds, take 200, which is what I am, 200 pounds, divide that by 2.2 pounds, whatever your weight is, divide it by 2.2. Then multiply that number by 10.6. The number that populates on your calculator is the milligram dose per day you should actually supplement. I weigh 200 pounds, so I take 1,000 milligrams of magnesium every day. If you do the math, it's 200 divided by 2.2, multiply that times 10.6 milligrams, and you get roughly 900 and something milligrams of magnesium. So I take 1,000 every day, and I will for life. This is a great way of determining what amount of magnesium should you give your child. If they're 100 pounds, it's going to be half of that dose. If it's a 100-pound child, then you know it's going to be roughly 500 milligrams a day or just under there. So this is a great way. Do your weight in pounds, divide it by 2.2, multiply that times 10.6. That is the milligram dose I recommend for everybody worldwide to take every day for the rest of their life. Now let's continue with the natural remedies for ADHD. Now we're going to talk about vitamin D. The effect of vitamin D and magnesium supplementation on the mental health status of attention deficit disorder patients. This is from 2021, a randomized controlled trial during the pandemic, actually. And look what they published. So what they're looking for. Attention, or ADHD, is a neurodevelopmental disorder characterized by varying severity in attention deficit and hyperactivities. Studies have shown deficiencies in the blood level of magnesium and vitamin D in people with ADHD. The aim of this study was to determine the effect of vitamin D and magnesium supplements on mental health in children with ADHD. What did they publish? The conclusion is on the screen. Conclusion, vitamin D, 50,000 IUs per week, and magnesium, 6 milligrams for every kilogram per day. Co-supplemented, so taking both, for a duration of 8 weeks could improve the behavioral function and mental health of children with ADHD. So I gave you my dose of magnesium. Their vitamin D dose was 50,000 IUs. I recommend 5,000 to 10,000 every day. If you have ADHD or a loved one suffering with that, I would do 10,000 IUs of vitamin D. And then after several weeks, I would reduce that back to 5,000 IUs is what I would do. But you can see on the screen, they used 5,000 international units per week. So divide that up by 7 days, you're in that 5,000 to 10,000 range anyway, so, or close to it. So I recommend 10,000 IUs a day with the recommendation dose for magnesium I gave you here. Vitamin D3, this is another study. They found that vitamin D supplementation may alleviate ADHD symptoms, which were supported by improvements in ADHD total scores, inattention scores, hyperactivity scores, and behavioral scores. The article is down below. At the drartistshow.com, I have a vitamin D3 supplement there. You can get it there. Just out of convenience, want to make sure you know that's accessible to you. Also, natural solutions to ADHD include a supplement called taurine. Taurine is actually an element that I've discussed many times, including with Dr. Stephanie Seneff of MIT in discussing her most recent book, Toxic Legacy. In that book, she talks about glyphosate's impact on taurine. Her and I discussed why taurine would be essential to actually supplement taurine. It was found in this study in the Journal of Functional Foods in May of 2019, pages 312 through 320. Taurine reduces hyperactivity behavior. The findings were and indicate that high-dose taurine improves hyperactivity behavior in animal models for ADHD through modulating immune environment, and suggest a potential of high-dose taurine in the treatment of ADHD. And the actual article is there. The taurine that I carry at the Dr. Artist Show, you can see it on the screen with the link there. It's also in this presentation. For those of you who are members of the Artist Club Experience, you all get access to the actual presentations and PowerPoints with the live hyperlinks inside. Taurine, you'll see the dose there. Follow the recommendations on the bottle. If you have someone who's suffering severely with ADHD, just double the amount of taurine that's in that supplement. Just double the dose daily and you'll see improvements. When you see the improvements, back down to the regular dose. Glyphosate is destroying taurine, and taurine is required for normal cognitive function. What about iodine? At the end of this presentation, there's a slide that has a summary of all my recommendations for children and their doses. So you'll see that here shortly. I'm just running through this with you so you can see these are all published papers reviewing mineral and vitamin deficiencies that correlate to ADHD. How about iodine? Is it ADHD or an iodine deficiency is the title of this article. You can see it there on the right. Inside this paper highlighted on the screen, there are a growing number of doctors, including Kenneth Bach, Dr. Brownstein, who believe that ADHD symptoms can be reversed by doing a nutritional and hormonal evaluation and by correcting deficiencies. Dr. Brownstein is of the belief that iodine is often the missing nutrient in kids with ADHD. There are iodine extracts that you can buy online that are liquid form that may be easier for kids. You can either put it on your skin, a couple drops on your wrist, and rub them together to get iodine into the body. I prefer iodine from plants. I have an iodine kelp version, as you see here on the screen, that's available at thedrartistshow.com as a convenience for anybody watching this. But iodine is also another published supportive nutrient to reverse and eliminate ADHD symptoms. Now, this is a summary of what's inside of what's called Doc's Healthy Kids Daily Chewable Vitamins. I actually was approached about 3 years ago by some celebrities who have a large childhood audience, child age audience, to produce a supplement for them as a multivitamin for children that was all natural and all naturally flavored. And I spent a year developing this product. They have since moved to a different type or form of this same supplement. They are actually going to be releasing a gummy version of it. When they decided to go with a gummy version of my formulation, I decided to release my own daily chewable multivitamin for kids because it was so good, so delicious. Everybody loves them. This is the ingredient list of my Doc's Healthy Kids that we just released this year. And you'll see on the ingredient list I highlighted on the right, I highlighted the iodine, magnesium, and zinc that are actually already in this product. This is an all-natural source product. It's better than the Flintstone vitamins, which is owned by Bayer and Monsanto, that most children in the world are currently taking every day. But you can see the ingredient list. It includes vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, thiamine, which is vitamin B1, riboflavin, which is vitamin B2, niacin, which is vitamin B3. We have vitamin B6. Vitamin B9 is called folate, and we have a methyl form of folate for those who can't methylate vitamins well. We chose that on purpose. Vitamin B12 is also methylcobalamin, which is a methylated form of vitamin B12. Biotin and pantothenic acid, vitamin B5. Calcium, iron, iodine, magnesium, zinc, copper, which I'm going to be educating all of you on the significance of copper, inositol, and vitamin K2. As a matter of fact, I see that it's misspelled on this actual little thing, but it's vitamin K2 along with the vitamin D3 to actually help assist the body in healing and staying as healthy as possible. So that is why we created this product. We want you to know that it's accessible at thedrartistshow.com and it is delicious. So in summary, this is the final slide of this presentation. In summary, there are natural solutions that are published, peer-reviewed and studied and confirmed to actually improve ADHD symptoms. And here you will see the recommendations: zinc, magnesium, vitamin D3, taurine, iodine. You will also see Doc's Healthy Kids multivitamin. Remember, ADHD is being diagnosed in kids younger than 7 years old. Doc's Healthy Kids multivitamin, I personally oversaw the entire formulation and creation of this product. Has all natural flavoring, all natural sweeteners, which are just coming from plants, to actually give your kids the best opportunity daily to receive the minerals and vitamins they need to stay healthy. Now, that's the entire presentation there. I will stop sharing there. You can see me. We've got just a few more minutes. There's something I want to share with you. Millions of kids around the world are being diagnosed with ADHD. If you haven't seen my actual show that I did called, it was actually over, all of it was about school shootings. And I want to speak to the audiences about this. Do you know that there are public shootings and school shootings that are occurring at supposedly rapid rates now all over the world and all over our country specifically? There is a massive agenda to continue to expose and orchestrate these actually happening, the school shootings and the public shootings. Why is that? And how does that correlate to this ADHD presentation? Well, if you watched my school shootings presentation, I actually reviewed 52 years of documented school shootings in America. And only one thing is in common with every single school shooting over 52 years. There's only one thing. Every single one of the shooters was on a prescription drug for either depression, anxiety, or ADHD. We showed you here in this presentation that volatile behaviors is a published side effect of some of these ADHD drugs. We also showed you that Adderall, Ritalin have published side effects of psychosis, which includes every single symptom involved in schizophrenia, which includes hallucinating and having delusional thoughts. These delusions are, we have perceptions when you're having delusions, perceptions of outside threats, which aren't real. You're making them up. Individuals talking about you behind your back, conspiring to injure you or hurt you or kill you behind your back. This is what they're actually doing. These drugs cause this symptom. In that school shooting presentation, I actually showed all the documents that confirmed and showed every single drug the school shooters were on when they committed these acts. And I showed every single one in these audiences on our platforms and in our show, every single ADHD drug, barbiturate for anxiety and stress and panic attacks, and antidepressants that have volatile homicidal actions as published side effects. So I find it shocking and disgusting that the American Medical Association today, even to this day, is continually pumping out monthly, telling medical doctors around the world that it's your job to handle the gun control issue with your patients. Because if we don't get a handle on gun control, we can't stop school shootings from happening. And that the AMA says it's our duty, medical doctors, to address this with your patients. You take the time in their appointments to discuss with them why it is guns should not be allowed in the home, why gun control is the cause for all school shootings. That is not the cause for all school shootings. The number one cause for all school shootings and suicide, all suicides of children, adolescents, and adults, is being prescribed a prescription drug that is either an antidepressant, anti-anxiety drug, or anti-ADHD drug. It is a massive fraud, massive misconception, massive deception that they have created to lie to you and not look at the real cause for these outcomes. Your children, yourself, if you have ADHD symptoms, you don't need drugs. You don't need the side effects of those drugs. You have vitamin and mineral deficiencies. And I hope this presentation was helpful to you. Please share it far and wide. Please share those references we shared in this presentation. It is my goal, my ambition, my drive daily. I wake up motivated to uncover and unlock the root causes of diseases and illness, and then the fraud being published in the mainstream media and in research and scientific papers that are going to create massive confusion and horrific outcomes when those same things being lied about are being prescribed to you and your loved ones. Remember, if you're being diagnosed with ADHD and you're being prescribed any of the drugs I just showed you, there is a worse outcome if you stop them immediately. So do not come cold turkey off of those. In fact, many of the school shootings occurred, and suicide and homicides of parents of their own children, like the ones in Houston where the lady actually killed all of her children in a bathtub, were results of the withdrawals of coming off of an antipsychotic drug or ADHD drug. That's when it happens. So please titrate or come off of these slowly and make sure the individual prescribing this drug to you is overseeing you're coming off of that slowly, the drug, while you start supplementing right now, immediately, those minerals and nutrients that are actually correlated to creating the symptoms you're experiencing. They're calling ADHD. I am Dr. Artis. God bless you, and I hope you have a great week. We'll see you next time.